conga drums pounded and candles lit up the lawn outside of Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church as several dozen people showed up to support DACA. The Obama-era policy protects immigrants known as Dreamers who came to the U.S. as children without documentation. President Trump attempted to end the program in 2017, and the Supreme Court will take up the case for the first time today.
We have a lot of DACA recipients here in Harrisonburg. We have a very large Latino population. It's not just Latinos who have DACA. We have South Korea recipients as well, and a few other people from Guatemala, etc.
That's Veronica Alberto, a spokesperson with the Shenandoah Valley chapter of Virginia Organizing, and a Dreamer herself. There are an estimated 700,000 Dreamers nationwide, according to the Center for American Progress. If the court sides with the Trump administration, those protected by DACA would be at risk of being deported.
That's not even counting the children that they have. You know, if anything were to happen to those 700,000, there are about 250,000 kids that would be without parents.
As the main goal was to spread awareness about DACA, the crowd was prompted to call Senator Mark Warner's office all at once to express their support. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the case in 2020. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.